Welcome to.
Okay, wait. Let's do that one more time.
Oh my God.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to. Don't stress. Just submit.
My name is Moshe. I'm joined with
Elizabeth
and
Naomi,
and we're here to talk about the anxiety, stress levels of applying to college. Because you know, everyone feels stress when applying to college.
Not even just anxiety and stress, but everything surrounding the whole process. And just here to reassure.
We're going to talk about hot takes, would you rathers, and we're going to ask each other some questions on, you know, how we feel. So, Naomi, let's start off with you.
Oh, okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how often do you think about college?
7.
Why 7?
I don't know. I think as I'm doing my assignments all the time, I'm like, oh God, I have to do on this. Because like, if I don't, I get a bad grade, which means I don't get into college. Or like, I don't know. I'm just like thinking about it a lot.
You think that like it just, so it basically just lives in the back of your mind. Like,
yeah. If I do bad on this, like 1D is going to bring down my whole math grade for the whole quarter. And then it's just like, and then it's all downhill. Like, for example, I got 1 bad grade at the beginning of the quarter.
Yeah.
Now I have a bad grade in math. So.
What do you put?
I have a B.
That's good. Okay. Yeah, Elizabeth, what about you?
I would say like a 9, but I think that's mainly because so I'm a first time American, like a first generation American. My parents immigrated to this country and I feel the pressure of just I have to, you know, these people, my parents came here, they migrated here. They put in all this work for me to have an opportunity and like I got to show up and show out. And, like, it's real. It's really real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you, Moshe?
Yeah.
Probably a 7.5.
Okay.
Because, like, I think about it only, like, when I'm doing, like, certain things, like, you know, like, assignments. Right. But it's not constantly on my mind. I wouldn't give it a 10.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the same.
What do you guys think most stresses you out about college? Is it, like, writing the essays, the ACTs, SATs, or is it just, like, actually getting into college?
The SAT.
I think it's just one SAT. I'm very nervous, like, especially the math.
Right.
I think everything, like, really. I'll feel certain parts of it, like, more like, okay, I'm worried about this aspect of it, but I think everything is just, like, stressful. Like, I have to do good in everything.
Right. No, I mean, I think there's so much pressure, especially after COVID, because so many schools were test optional.
Yeah.
And then we started seeing how kids sometimes, depending on their score, were getting in test optional. Whereas if they would have submitted their scores because of how bad their scores were, they would have actually probably not gotten accepted.
Yeah.
And then now you're seeing so many schools go back on test optional. They're saying, actually, never mind, like you need to submit test scores. And everyone's stressing again.
So would you say the SAT is like the...
I mean, I think like especially for people who aren't good test takers. Like I struggle with test anxiety. I'm not a good test taker. So for me, it's like knowing that this test weighs significantly on whether or not I'm going to get into these top schools is major. Because if you look at like median scores, like the average score right now for schools like NYU and BU is like a 15-20.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
So like that's insane. For school, and they're still test optional. Like, NYU is still test optional. So, like, think about if you don't submit a test score, and then you have a kid next to you who submits a 1600, and you're like, hold on, what?
Yeah.
No, I also think, like, the part where you have to set yourself, like, make yourself seem so different and do all these, like, I'll see on TikTok, like, these kids with, like, these crazy passion projects and stuff they've done throughout their 4 years. I'm like, this is insane.
They started, like companies, and they're, like, running complete and utter nonprofits, like without it's anyone's insane. Help.
And it sets them so apart. And sometimes I'll see they still don't get into things. Like,
I'm like, these, like, valedictorians. Like, I literally saw a girl at a top school in Texas, where I'm from. And she had, like, a 1540 SAT score, 4.5 unweighted GPA. Wow. Like, literally your perfect student. Her dad was legacy at Yale. Like, she did, like, so many nonprofit things. She was in, like, 14 AP classes, rejected from every single school except her local community college.
Yeah.
Please explain.
That's insane.
And these kids are, they're able. Like, they're not, you know, I feel like So when my siblings went to college, like my older sister, which was like 15 years ago, like when she was applying, having a 4.0 GPA was like rare.
Pretty, yeah.
It was like that was that spoke numbers to the kind of students you are. Today, like everyone's so taking APs. Everyone has a 4.0 GPA. Everyone's working like overtime.
We don't even have APs. So.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think like our college counselor told me that even though we like they just don't count it because we don't have it, but like still, I'm like, but then even though they're not technically counting
they
it, but like
use it against us because
but if they see one with like 20 APs, I feel like that's still gonna like.
I mean, the thing is that we're relying a lot on like context, like especially because our school's brand new. Like this is 100% going to be context based. They're going to have to trust that the education that we're receiving is up to par at schools like with schools like Ransom and American Heritage.
Yeah.
Moshe, what kind of school? Like, what's your dream school? What does that look like?
My dream school definitely. That's a really good question. I want a school that I can definitely make friends. I don't want it to always be, I don't want it such a rigorous school. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I definitely want to have time, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's mainly like my biggest thing I'd want in a big school.
Naomi.
Like going to school.
What is your dream school? What does that look like? Is it a state school? Do you want to stay here in Florida? What's your vibe?
City, like,
you
I love
be in a city.
Yeah, I love that. Also, I don't know, just not. I mean, if I had to stay here, I think the only school I would really want to go to in Florida is UF. What's the Gator one?
Yeah,
like UF. Okay, I just like that's how
the
I know.
Gator
like,
one.
You know, yeah, either that. But if I then I would leave.
No, yeah. I mean, I feel like none of us would really like a big state school.
No.
Like, I don't think we would like the insane college football games.
No.
I think like, that aspect I would like. But really? Everything else, I've always gone to such a small school. I don't think I could also, like, 20,000. Like, I wouldn't do
I don't
good
know, it's
as
crazy
well there,
because
I don't think.
So many people go to UF and in state schools because of the tuition aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Florida prepaid plays a huge role in where people choose to go to school here in Florida.
Yeah. It really does. Even if, like, I don't think, even if your parents haven't, like, done the whole Florida prepaid thing,
yeah,
it's still
yeah, no,
very
it's
cheap.
It's still very cheap. It's insane.
Because we're a Florida citizen. So, like, because also UF isn't a bad school. Like,
no,
lately,
it's not. It's actually,
yeah,
it just was ranked
like 23, I feel
US,
like.
It's, no, fifth best public university.
Oh, fifth best? Okay.
Last year it tied with UT Austin. I think this year UT went up. But it's not a bad school,
no,
especially
not.
For people who want to major in business, entrepreneurship, those kinds of things.
So if you're looking for the aspect
very,
of tuition, and it's a very...
Like, I mean, so the problem is that some of these other private universities, like Ivy League, it's none of the scholarships they offer are merit-based. It's usually all need-based, right? So just like our private school, like when we get financial aid, it's all based on like
how much
our
we
financial
have.
Money like our financial situation, it's not based on merit, so like kind of puts you in a different perspective, because if your family is like a middle class family and FAFSA says that you can afford to pay, you know, let's say $50,000 in tuition, but your parents aren't going to actually pay that, guess what?
Oh, yeah, it puts you in an awkward, because a lot of people don't make the amount you need to get that type of financial aid, but they don't make the amount where
so
it's high enough to pay
schools where
the
like
school.
That's
so
where
a lot
like
of
schools like NYU
so lucky.
Are like so different, because NYU's shows like almost 100% demonstrated need. So like even kids who are coming from middle class homes where like let's say their family can pay $20,000 a year out of the $75,000 it is, NYU will meet them there.
Yeah.
Regardless of that, but they also do offer Pell Grants, which are like all merit based, like your grades, if you're an, especially if you apply early action or early decision. The same thing with schools like Vanderbilt. It's kind of true across the board where like if you're applying early decision, you'll probably be in like a pool for the Cornelius Vanderbilt scholarship, which gives you 100% financial aid, plus they'll pay for room and board. And it's incredible, right? But then you also have to be good enough of a student to get in early decision. And you have to know you love that school so much
that you're,
committing on a binding contract to go to that school. Yeah. Like, that's insane. How do you even know that at 18 years old? Yeah, the
people who do early decision, I feel like that's, it's very...
Well, the thing is, a lot of people do it because it literally doubles your chances of getting in. Like,
it does.
You look at admissions rates and it's like 6%, and then you look at like early decision, it's like 14-15%. It doubles your...
gives you an advantage, yeah. But like, it's so like scary because then you have to choose like one.
No, yeah,
so
you early decision. You wouldn't do early decision?
I would if it's like something I really loved, and like, but then you have to choose literally one. It's right. Like, as if you get into that one, if you do more than one.
Is like most people, once they get in early decision, they drop all their other applications. So it's like let's say you apply to NYU early decision, right? You get in and everything goes great and you know you're happy, but then you're never going to know if you got into Harvard or Yale.
Yeah.
Because you dropped your application because you're taking up a space of a kid that potentially could have gotten in.
I think if you're so like, you know, like, this is like my dream school since I'm like okay, but I think I don't think I would do early decision.
I mean, I've spoken to so many college admissions officers and so many college counselors, and the number one thing they say is like, if you know, go for it.
Yeah.
But if you don't, like, that is such a hard position to put yourself in. I also think it depends on like what college counseling looks like for you. So we all go to a private Jewish school, and it's very specific to like us. Like, we're a small school, we don't have that many students, and so we have really catered attention from Ms. Serna.
We do,
but that's not true in most public schools.
Yeah, and I think that's
even other private schools where there's more students.
I think we're very lucky in that aspect, especially because like I'm in, for example, like I'm in ninth, and I've already met with her two or three times.
Right.
And while it's not like necessary for me with her, I think it's just good because we have a relationship. I already have a relationship with her.
What I find wild is the fact that you're in ninth grade and you were already stressed.
I mean, it's like, what do you take? SAT towards the mid end of 11th?
Right. But the thing is, like, you know, that wasn't always the norm. Like, people didn't used to stress about getting into college until literally first semester of senior year when they're applying. Like, it is insane to me that like most of the freshmen at our school are also panicking about getting into college.
Like, I have a girl, really? We have a girl, and like, she freaks out over like 90s. Kids at the lunch table will be talking about an 88 and how that's a bad grade, and like, it's just like, wow. Like, and then that gets into me because I've never thought of 88 as a bad grade. And now I'm like, oh my God, like, I really need to step it up.
Right. And then you're like comparing yourself to these other kids.
Yeah.
And remember that, like, I mean, I was talking to Ms. Serna and she was even telling me, like, she's like, well, you have to remember you guys are all each other's competition. And I hate that concept. And no, it's true, but it's like, so
we're also
toxic.
So little. So it's like good in it's a so way, toxic. But it's also.
Because come the day that we all apply, and let's say like me and you both apply to NYU, or me and you both apply to Vanderbilt, or whatever the school may be, we're each other's competition.
Yeah.
And that sucks because like, we're peers and we should respect each other. And like, ultimately our traits and like our skills are put up on a scale. And that's what decides whether or not we get into these schools and what that looks like for us. So I think that's insane. Like, I hate the concept. I really do. I wish SATs and ACTs were not a thing. I think they don't demonstrate anything about the student at all.
Yeah, I think it's just everything. It literally just demonstrates doing like a passion project or something, and it's like, how are you doing starting this in ninth grade? Or like, I remember when we were in Israel and I was hearing you speak about things you've done. And I'm like, oh wow. Like,
you just brought up a really big point, because so many kids don't get the opportunity to do these passion projects because their parents aren't lawyers, doctors.
Yeah.
CEOs of companies. Okay. So, like, a lot of the kids that we go to school with, they're going to be part of a fortunate bunch of
students. They have that opportunity, which
their parents could connect them with whoever. Our school also has a very big network that we could get into. I mean, they just sent out an email today to parents about internships and college programs that our school is like in contact with to get kids in. We're in a really special position, but we also have to remember, like, our parents are paying for us to be in a private school. Kids at Crop have to do triple the amount of work that we're doing.
I think also maybe that shows in some way, because it's like they're seeing a private and a.
It's so crazy though, because everything that really, like, you know, that like so many kids that go to college preparatory schools, even though you would think they're like feeder schools, like they're feeding these top 20 school students, a lot of times, especially in today's world, they want kids coming from public schools, like underserved public schools, because it speaks a lot more about the effort they're putting in.
Yeah, it really does. Like, if you have a kid who has, like us in our school, where we have these opportunities, we have the small amount of kids, so we're able to meet, but you have a kid in a class of, what, 400, like, 500 right. who makes the effort to go to the college counselor.
Yeah.
Who does a passion project, even though it's not mandatory for them every Friday.
Right.
So,
I think that was true for, like, my sister. Like, my sister was literally, like, the oldest in her family. My parents, like, my mom was still learning English. Like, we came from another country. And she had to figure it out by herself at a public school with, like, an insane amount of students. She went to Miami Beach Senior High School. And she had to figure it out by herself. I mean, and these college counselors, I mean, they did the best they could, but they're overloaded.
Yeah.
To be fair. And she had to use what she had with sports and her own knowledge to then get into the University of Southern California. But she went there on a D1 scholarship because my parents wouldn't have been able to afford to send her without that. So, like, I think it's just really hard. It's really, really, like, we all put so much pressure on ourselves, but it's impossible. Like, it feels daunting. Like, it's insane.
I think also social media plays a big aspect, because I'm constantly, especially towards the college acceptance season, I'm constantly...
Social media is crazy.
Yeah, I'm constantly seeing, like, oh, I do this and this and this, I didn't get in, or I did get in with all this stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm like,
I just saw, like, someone do like 20 APs were like and got these so many awards from like other I don't even know what.
And then they
got only like they got deferred from Columbia, and I was just shocked.
No, it's either like I see them do all this and they get in and I'm like, wow, I need to do more, or I see them do all this and they don't get in and I'm like so what can you do?
I don't really understand anymore. Like, at this point, I used to think that there was like a rhyme and a reason to everything when it came to college admission. I actually don't understand anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I have had my college list for years now, and I thought I understood everything there is to understand about what makes them accept you, but there's literally no math to it anymore. I swear it's luck.
Yeah.
Like,
I think for a lot of schools it really is.
Like, it just,
because there's also such a big pool of applicants now that are very up there. I think maybe back then it would have, like, you stand out if you have this and this and this, but now it's so common, like, you see kids having these, like, also with, like, yeah, with social media, there's a big opportunity, there's more opportunities to do a lot of this, like, very crazy stuff.
Also,
so
I think it just makes everyone anxious, because everyone on social media, like, they when they post their college acceptance, and, like, everyone on TikTok is like, post your stats.
Yeah.
And they like upload a video and they're like, oh, I took 14 APs.
Yep.
And I passed, like, everyone with a 5 or a 4 on the AP exam. And then I did this, and, like, I created a whole company, and, like,
it's like, whoa.
But then you, like, go and you search up, like, their parents, and their parents are pretty wealthy people who probably got them, like, all the opportunities they got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, like, one thing I do think that Miami-Dade does really well in particular is the Silver Knight nominees, where they recognize, like, kids from all sorts of school, public, private, across the county, who have done insane passion projects. Like, senior year, and it's a really big deal if you get the award. Like, it's a big deal to get nominated. It's also, like, an even insane thing to get the award itself. But it recognizes students who are coming from, like, the most random, tiny little high schools in, like, the middle of nowhere in Kendall, who are, like, hustling to get into these schools or to do whatever they're doing. So, like, I don't know.
It's, like...
it's overwhelming. Yeah, I don't know. Very. It's, like, this past week when we were in New York looking at schools.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, hearings.
Oh, yeah, that was insane.
I'm, like, looking at the pictures.
Did you feel overwhelmed?
I didn't get to go.
By the people who were, like, giving us the tour? Like,
yes.
Especially at Columbia and Princeton?
Columbia, especially Columbia.
Oh,
because
you guys went to Columbia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl was insanely smart. She was taking, she was doing, her major was computer science.
Yeah, with a minor, I think, in, like, music or something in the arts.
Oh.
It was insane, and they only accept, like, how many kids, like, 7,000 or something.
What is it, like,
like
a 3% acceptance rate?
It's
now.
Something
two,
like
three,
that, but
three,
it's crazy
four.
Though, because
it's crazy.
Columbia has such a specific way of, so a lot of these schools all look really different too, because, like, schools like Brown, they have something called an open curriculum, so you walk into the college campus,
oh, yeah,
your freshman year, and, like, you don't have any prerequisites. Like, you don't have to take any classes. It's, like, really, like, obviously you have to meet graduation requirements for you to get your degree, but for the most part, like, if you want to take a class, like, pass or fail, like, you can take whatever class you want to take. Whereas schools like Columbia, they're so strict. So they have, like, 6 core classes you have to take. And like, it doesn't matter what you're going into, if you're going to engineering or if you're going into like visual arts, it does not matter.
An English class. Okay.
But like, then you're also stuck taking like
these. Aren't most schools like that?
Huh?
But are most like, I've heard Brown schools, does that. But like, I didn't
most
know
schools are like that, but they, I mean, a lot of liberal arts schools are a little bit more lenient about like how many core classes you actually have to take. It also just depends on your major. Okay. Like, I feel like at Columbia, it's kind of a little bit ridiculous if you're a math major taking an English class your freshman year of college. No, yeah. Like, why? Or you know, like, for
English
what?
Major taking a math class. It's like,
I don't know. Yeah, no. Yeah. Like, it's stupid. Like, I don't like it. Never. I also, we actually felt, I can speak for myself, like, I felt super uncomfortable on the campus. Super uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
You guys, Columbia.
Like, oh, yeah.
People who went were telling me about that.
And I was I fully walked into the bathroom, and on the stall written in red was, like, Columbia funds genocide. And then we walk out, and there's someone taking a video of us because we're Jewish students. And, like, I was literally talking to a professor about a two-state, like, I'm so open to like so many other things, but it's like on a college campus, we're taking a college tour. Like, we're high school students. Like, can you let us breathe?
No, yeah. But when you got, like, when people got back, they were telling me, and I was like, oh, wow.
Like, whereas, like, and it's crazy though, because I thought that at Princeton it was worse.
Oh, and you guys were telling me you liked Princeton the best.
Yeah. It was crazy because on the news and like all from people I've been hearing, like, Princeton this, Princeton that, like, Princeton's not that great. Like, oh my God, you're going to feel so uncomfortable. Turns out of us felt so welcomed at Princeton. It was like a gloomy day, but like we barely could see any of the buildings because of how bad it was raining. But it felt so nice. But
the
you could tell.
People were so nice.
Also, another thing is, I love how Moshe said this in the beginning. He was like, I don't want a college that's that rigorous. Like, don't you feel like if you were at Princeton, all you would do is study?
Yeah.
Like, the vibe. Like, Sherelle told me it's also, like Princeton Hogwarts, such, almost like the campus. I was like, oh.
No, literally.
It's such a random place, too.
Yeah, it's literally Princeton,
it's
New Jersey.
It's like,
it's Princeton. Like, who? I mean,
that's another aspect. Like, I also think, like, as much as like I think I would want to go to these amazing schools, I also have to think about like my social. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to go to a place in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of aspects contributing.
It's true for like a lot of schools, especially like, okay, like Duke,
like Cornell, for example.
Yeah,
I would not.
No
go to
one
Cornell.
Wants to live in Ithaca, New York. I'm sorry.
It's like 3 hours from
Cornell,
anything.
But like, what even is an Ithaca, New? Like, all I know that's
no,
in
it's
Ithaca,
in the middle of nowhere.
Ithaca College
there's
and Cornell. Those are the only things that exist in Ithaca.
No. There's just literally nothing around it.
There's just nothing, and they were actually voted like the most depressed college students.
What?
Because they have their little area, nothing. And then to literally even get to the city or like the closest thing, I think it's like an hour and like 2 hour.
The
drive.
Closest thing they can go to is Buffalo, New York, and there's even less there.
Oh, Buffalo is. So,
if you want
I've
to go to the city, it's
heard.
Like a 3 hour. They're literally
they're,
in the middle
it's
of nowhere.
Just it's so depressing, and it's always.
I mean, it's an amazing school.
It's always.
But.
I mean, actually, so many people argue that Cornell shouldn't even be an Ivy League, and like maybe. I feel like people get so excited by the name Ivy League, but all it means is a sports conference. It's just like the SEC and like those kinds. It's literally just a sports conference. It just happens to be that like the eight schools in the Ivy League are like part of the
I
top
feel like
20.
That needs to be. They're just, I feel like they were just set and then they're never
Cornell,
changed.
I searched
and, like,
it. It said it was the easiest Ivy League.
It is the easiest Ivy League. It's known to be the easiest Ivy League to
who
get
wants
into.
To go there.
Like, that's also another factor.
Like I'm sure a lot of kids are turning these down. Like, even if you get into, like,
it's
let's
also
say a
like Dartmouth. Like, nobody wants, I swear to you, it's in the randomest place in New Hampshire. You would, it's like in between New Hampshire. I think it's in between, I might be wrong. It's in between New Hampshire and Massachusetts. It's in the randomest place on planet Earth. Like, you would have to drive to Boston to get on a plane. Like, imagine you want to see your parents or, like, God forbid something happen and you need to get on a plane.
It's,
how are, like,
see, yeah, that's
it's
another,
always snowing.
That's just, like, a major aspect for me. Like,
it's just, I don't,
between
it's
also
gross.
Obviously the rigor of the college and, like, how they, but I think also the area. Like, I
would you want to do a gap year? Because I know, like,
I think. I don't know. I like.
I feel like if
me,
I went on a gap year, I'd never go back.
Right? Like, I want
to
do. I want
to
go.
I would never go back
I would
to
either
school.
Wanna do,
I just need to get
I wouldn't just
with.
Take a gap year. I would want to do, like, maybe, like, seminary, but, like, a very, like, not religious one.
I mean, you could also do, like, or seminary just, for, like, 6 months instead of, like,
yeah,
for a full
I
year.
Want to do something very chill, very, like, low-key. Not something, like, okay, but not very, like, chill. Like, just hanging out, like, just being there for the year. But anyway.
Yeah.
But I also feel like with stuff I want to do, like, let's say I want to, like, I've always been, like, very. I've always said I wanted to be a lawyer, right?
Right.
But, like, that's an extra 3 years. I'm just thinking, by the time I do a gap year, that's also something in the back of my mind.
I
like,
just want to say grad school is even more expensive than undergrad.
Yeah.
Because there's even less opportunity for scholarships and things like that. And by that time, you're in, like, your 20s, and I don't think anybody's parents wants to be funding their $200,000 law
that's
degree.
Thing,
like, nobody wants to be doing that, and that's when debt comes in. I feel like that's why people with, like, who get their MBA... end up like so good, because most people don't get their MBA like straight out of undergrad. They like work for 2-3
and
years
and do it. Yeah.
And like they, some people get lucky enough that their company pays for their MBA, so it's like way more helpful, whereas like law and med school, you're literally in debt.
And also just, I just don't want to like, would you guys do a gap year?
No.
I really like, I don't know. It's just like, because I feel like once the you even start that, do it's a like gap you're year like,
is if I went to yeshiva. Like I would,
yeah,
because
that's what I'm saying.
I know, but like,
seminary.
No, I mean like if I went to yeshiva university, because
oh,
they give okay. you credit for your seminary
oh, really?
Time. Right. So like,
a
like
lot of
if
people
you
they
to
told
seminary,
me they liked YU though.
If you go to seminary, you only have 3 years of college at YU.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's how
I would
works.
Do that. Like, see, I would do that.
And all
it's also
of your
in New York.
All
I
of
love
your, like,
the city.
Judaics and Hebrew credits go down by one. So, like, usually it's, like, 3 credits for Hebrew every semester. Or, like, depending on if you test out of Hebrew or not. But Judaics, like, there's 3 credits. If you take a year at seminary, you only have to take 2 credits for
Judaics. So, let's say you took a year of seminary. You would join in as a sophomore or freshman.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
right.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I, the girl who was giving us the tour, she was at seminary for a year and a half.
Oh.
And she literally is graduating. She's a senior at YU. And she's a dual major. And she did that in 2.5 years. That's insane. Like, at
I feel like
schools,
that's one good thing about
to
going to YU.
Right.
Also, like, another major aspect. Like, I remember I was talking to Ms. Cerna, and she's like, what are things you're looking for? Also, I know maybe not for everyone, but for me especially, like, having a community there, like, the Jewish community. Like, I wouldn't go to a college in the middle of nowhere that has, like...
I was shocked at
and
how
I know
many
people,
Jewish communities there
I know,
were.
Like,
I
well,
know.
Well, you're in New York. That's one.
Well,
also.
I guess, well, we but like, nobody thought there would be like a big Jewish community in Rutgers, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Like nobody in New
You're
Rutgers,
in New Jersey. It's like
New
one of the
and Princeton.
It's in the top.
No,
like,
Princeton
states
is
have
like at
a Jewish
the edge,
community.
Yeah, but Princeton is literally Princeton, New Jersey.
Okay, I'm not talking about New
I'm
Jersey.
Saying,
I'm just
like,
saying, like,
I know.
In general,
like,
I wouldn't go to a college that has like in the middle of nowhere that like there's no one for me. Like,
but I would say this: like a lot of schools that we all look at, like I'm saying, like schools that are more popular, like NYU.
Sorry.
And like Boston, like Tulane, like Vanderbilt, like UMiami, like UF. I'm trying to think of more. There's more. Like Penn. Like so many schools. Literally Indiana University. You wouldn't think there's a Jew there. They have one of the biggest Jewish populations.
No, I'm not saying like, yeah, a lot of the schools I would think to go to do have them, but I'm saying like, that's like also a big part
I mean,
of college
yeah, like
for
also,
me, like having like
listen,
people there.
At YU, like you're not giving up your Jewish education ever. You're
no,
still
you're not.
Gonna,
yeah.
You're, and she literally told it. She was like, it's not that you're Judaics or they're literally here to just boost your GPA, which is huge.
Yeah.
But also another thing about YU, like specifically Stern, is like the alumni committee is so, so passionate about helping the current students. So
oh,
like
yeah.
it's so easy
would
for
you to go to YU?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's nice. Would I say that I would give up a school like Brown?
No,
for
I don't
YU?
Think I would either. But
If I was left to like YU and then to UF, I'd go to YU.
I'd go to YU. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I would do seminary though.
Right. Like
yeah.
that, at that point, going to seminary actually helps you.
Not even that. Like, I've always wanted to do maybe something like that. I just think like if I didn't do something like YU, like it would also like just the thought in my head
so
like
many
setting
cool
me back
partnerships.
A year.
Like, if you're into fashion, so they're now partnered with FIT. Like the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York. And so you can literally get a dual degree with YU, with Stern, right? And then also be attending classes at FIT. Like, that's just one of them. They have so many pathways, which is like you're basically getting your bachelor's and then you're immediately integrated into like the work field. So like, for example, there's pathways for like speech. If you want to be a speech therapist, like you get your bachelor's and your senior year, you're already working. Like, that's insane.
No, yeah, I think it's just, like, so many options. Also, like, would I go to a school like YU? Yeah, but then you have this, and, like, I don't know. It's just also the end thing of making a decision, where it's just,
yeah.
like, even if you get accepted, then
what
you have
you
so many good options. Just
how
like,
do
you, know
you both, like, I know, obviously, I don't know if we've actually ever talked about this, but what are your guys' parents, like, involvement in your college, like, process? Like, do you feel the pressure at home? Because I know so many kids who go home to screaming parents about where
my parents
going to
definitely like not scream about college but just like the work and like okay
right.
like you need to do good. I don't think like obviously my mom's end goal is college. Like a big part of why they put me in this school also was
right
to set me up for a good
I'm saying but like do
future.
They put pressure on you about
everything,
like college. Where you need to go?
No, not where I need to go.
Okay, so
but,
they just want you to go to college
but they no but also like they don't want me going well I don't know not like they want me going somewhere that reflects on the work I've done and
right.
like obviously they don't have like if you're asking if they have like oh you like some parents like are Harvard and like they're like, oh yeah, no, yeah, we want you to go to this. Yeah. And they're not like that, but obviously they have like, my mom's like, you have to do your work because I want mm-hmm. you to be able to get into a good school that you like, right, like, and like you're gonna flourish and like do good there. So I think there's that aspect, but it's not like I don't feel pressure. It's like, oh, I have to do so good for this school or this school. But
what about you, Moshe?
My parents don't even care if I do go to college or not, but I'm definitely going because like I pressure myself.
Does that feel better? Do you think, does that feel like knowing that there's no pressure, does that feel better? Or do you wish you had somebody to push you?
I think I wish I had someone to push me because really, like, I mean, yes, because like, I feel like I'd be so much more dedicated because honestly, like I do push myself, but not to a certain extent like that I would just like, you know, automatically like just stress about it constantly. Right.
I know, but I don't know. Like
I think even though if you have people pushing you, you still on some level have to want it for yourself because like my parents pushed me to do my work and I'm not going to say I don't do my work, but I'm not very like this semester, like I'm really on top of myself. You know, I'm like, I have to like grind, like I have to do my stuff because it's
but
like,
that's coming
it,
from you.
It cares like, now. It, yeah. Well, originally, like I'm not going to say yeah. I didn't do all my work, but first semester, like I didn't take it so seriously, okay. even though I had the pressure from my parents. It was it was on me that I didn't do that well. And like this semester, they were kind of like, Naomi, really? And I've been doing much better because I'm like, you know what? I really need to do this. So I think it's
I met so a lot many people who like, so a lot of my friends were seniors last year or they're seniors right now and their parents like would hover over their shoulder while they were completing the Common Application and telling them which schools to select and which schools they weren't going to.
Really?
That's insane.
That's insane.
Like,
see, like, I feel like if I were to experience that, like, since I, like, I've never felt the pressure,
yeah, like, from other people. But, like, I swear.
I wouldn't know.
But also, I'm just saying, like, I really also think it's on you a lot. You could have very push, like, parents who care a lot and are on top of you. And if you don't want it for yourself, and friends, you don't do it. It
could be older siblings who could push you.
Yeah.
And I think, like,
I think being in the school we're at pushes me also a lot. Because I see these kids, and it's
surrounded by people who are better than us.
Yeah, and it's just constantly like they're stressed out over an 88. I'm like, oh my god, and it really honestly pushed me to be better. Honestly, like 100%.
Right, but then you have to ask yourself, why do they care so much about an 88?
Oh, I won't get into college. I don't have A's. Like that's what I hear for the most part.
But then, like, where's the high school experience?
I'm sorry, but not even saying like nothing against, but I feel like.
What say?
In our school, like,
you're not gonna get the high school experience. Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know. Like,
I mean, it's
no, I completely I still, agree.
It's, yeah, you're like, not going it's to, just, saying, it's just.
Hey, JLA. I feel like you have listen.
To. Oh, don't say the school.
Oh shit, you're trying
we're
to
gonna cut that part out.
Okay, no, whatever.
We can't. We're gonna have to put that.
I'm wearing this.
Okay, we're gonna blur it. That's what Elizabeth told me in the beginning. Okay, that just note that part. Hey, no, whatever. But what were we saying? No, yeah. Wait, what were we saying?
Okay, but even if you think that JLA doesn't offer the original high school experience,
even if you think our school doesn't give like the full high school experience, it's giving it's a different experience. It's just way not different. That like original like classic
I'm
high school
quote
experience.
One of
you
the
think
moms,
about.
It's a wholesome high school experience.
Yep,
Moshe knows who said that.
Oh yeah, I do.
I don't know. We'll talk about I don't that. Wholesome.
It's not. It's just that like
I think it
no
definitely pushes me, and it's good, and I appreciate the opportunities the school gives me 100%. Like sometimes we'll be doing stuff on Fridays, and I'm just like, wow, like this is really
but,
cool.
Like the question
but,
is.
My social life.
Like, if you're, your social life is going to suffer. If,
100%.
Like, these kids, okay, like, let's talk about this on the real. Like, I love all the kids that go to our school. Like, I think they're all capable in their own way. But, some of these kids, they have no social life.
Yeah.
They're paying the price of having.
No, I think we all don't, honestly. Like,
I don't have a social life.
I don't have a social, like, it's really
we
bad.
We don't have social lives
I'm
because
home 12
all of
half
our classes,
time.
According to our school, are held at an honors
by
level.
By the way,
above,
we end,
whatever that means.
We end at 5 o'clock. 5
And
o'clock.
We get to school at 7:30. At 7:30.
7:30 to
and
5.
And then we have, like, 3 hours of homework.
And then it's a bus ride because
they
don't let me drive. Till
I'm lucky enough to drive.
I get home
God
at 6
that.
Every day, except for one, 2 days a week. And then it's just like
what
3 hours
home.
What
time do you get home Tuesdays and Thursdays?
5. So 2 days a week,
that's
I get home
good.
At 5. 2 days
stop
a week,
complaining.
I get home at
6. I get home at 6:30, Mondays and Wednesdays.
So like,
and 5:40.
Also, like, Tuesdays so we have no time for, like, athletics or, like, anything else.
That's another thing. Like, people, like, like who do the rowing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, she does that with separate. Okay, whatever. But, like, I feel like kids who, like, really did stuff, like, Sherelle does tennis.
Yeah.
They don't really, not to, like, say anything, but, like, oh, I know next year they're going to really try to integrate, like, the aspect of sports more into the school. But, like, this year they're not really providing
I spoke about this a couple times with different people, but it's really hard because you can't really, like, it's really, really hard to find the balance in between athletics and, like, extracurriculars and then academics. And I think established schools, like, Hillel's been there for, like, God knows how many years.
It's been there since, like, 72.
Right. So, like, they figured that out over the past,
what?
While.
50 years? Like, my dad went to Hillel just to, like.
My dad went to Hillel, too.
Oh, my gosh. But, like, it's been there a long
time. They've got their stuff figured out. So does Pozdak.
Yeah.
But then.
Most of these schools
do. Right. But our school's brand new.
Literally, like, this is the first year.
So how are they supposed to figure that out while we're there, you know?
It's just, I don't know.
They say they have a lot of experience.
I'm definitely sacrificing also that, like, very much social life for this school. Like, not to say I'm not, like, I think it's just a trade-off. Like, what do you want? Like, I really appreciate the stuff.
Do you want a social life?
But it shouldn't be a trade-off.
Like, more than...
It shouldn't be a trade-off.
But also, like I say, like, also the kids, I like the kids, but, like, everyone's also, like... Like, okay, you have a school community, but everyone's also so branched out. Like,
yeah, yeah.
A lot of these schools, if you go to, like, Hillel, everyone's from what? Aventura? Like, pretty much, for the most part.
They're also
YHS, everyone's
from
what?
Like,
Hollywood or Boca?
Spanish descent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all Spanish at Hillel. But, like, Pozdak, it's all, what, Hollywood and Aventura? It's just, like, but our school, I just feel like it's so hard to, cater these
friendships. Also because, like, you have to think about, like, how small the pool to get into our school is. Like, think about that. So,
yeah.
First, you have to be Jewish. You have to be Jewish by your mother. And then you have to fit the academic profile that they're looking
for.
Which
apparently is.
Is
I don't know where I heard it. I don't know if this is correct, but someone told me that, like, acceptance rate was, like, 33% for this year.
It was, because then they start to factor in, like, money and financial.
This year, like, for kids applying
they,
right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, they also, like, I was having a conversation about this today, actually, about the fact that last year, our financial capabilities of paying for the school wasn't a big deal.
I know it wasn't. I heard it was.
This year, it actually is.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
This year, they actually care whether or not you can afford our school.
I think because they're, like, a lot of, well, I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, you can't really advertise to be in need. Like, it's just.
Yeah, no, because I remember last year.
It's complicated.
It was definitely,
private,
like, they.
Listen, it's really hard because private schools, at the end of the day, are still businesses. That,
no.
That's true across the board. So.
Why do you think the cafe's money?
Okay. They're not making all their money from the cafe.
I'm joking.
Okay. Apparently, our tuition only pays for the facility. So, like, literally maintaining.
What about Israel?
What?
No, all the trips
our
and everything.
Our tuition doesn't pay for Israel?
No, all the trips and every, like, our New York trip that we just went out and, like, Israel and all those things, that's all covered by a bank account run by the founders of our school.
Should we be saying something?
What?
Should we be saying something?
Naomi, it's fine.
Okay, I don't
just,
know.
Just, we won't say names.
Yeah, we're watching that's this. Why
okay,
I said
okay,
the founders.
Okay.
Yeah. Next.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather section.
Okay, wait, rather? I want to look at it.
Oh.
Okay, wait, I want to ask
no,
it.
No, I didn't put it. I just,
I
like,
rather,
have it.
I don't know what I would
okay.
Oh, wait.
First question.
Wait.
Talk?
Oh, fine, go.
Okay. SAT or ACT?
SAT.
ACT.
Oh, my God. ACT is more
ACT?
Catered. No, but
don't
ACT,
lie.
Isn't ACT
no.
catered more toward, like, the math and science?
Not true. Also, the science section on the ACT is literally.
But there's a science section. That's
yes,
the whole thing. I don't need that.
No, but it's
Naomi,
actually
it's
like,
more to study
it's
for.
Not,
it's statistics.
Not. You think I can do statistics?
Naomi,
you can.
It's literally looking at a chart and like telling
oh, I can't do charts.
What the chart says.
My
you
science
can.
Test. Graph. If you look what I get wrong on my science test, it's always the charts.
You're hilarious.
you
know why I say ACT? Because it's actually meant for more intellectual people who like think beyond what the question is asking.
Okay, then that's
and
me.
We did better on the ACT.
Oh,
than
dude,
the
everyone
SAT.
Did horrible on the
that's
ACT.
That's true. I did better, but I don't
want to.
What
was your PSAT?
My PSAT? A 1020.
I don't want to say mine.
Mine was an 1100, but that I took an eighth. I
you took
taken
the SAT in eighth?
The
PSAT. No, the PSAT.
They started in eighth, yeah.
Was it was yours online?
No.
Oh.
But,
whereas,
dude,
like,
you all did
you
practice
got
once?
A 23, right, on your PACT? Or a 22? I think
everyone did awful on their ACTs. I didn't take it,
I
but everyone from 10th grade was telling me
20.
They did.
Yeah, something like that.
Interesting. Like, not that good.
That's weird.
Okay, but my score, I can say. But basically, I got an 1100, but I'm also very worried about the math section. Like, my 1100,
I could
that was all
you
English.
I the best SAT college math tutors in the entire world. They could get your score up like 200 points. It's insane.
No, because my 1100 or 10, I think it was 10, 15, I don't know, close, pretty, I think it was 1100, but it was in that ballpark. Dude, anyway, but listen to that my was advice. All English. That do was all good. English. Do, I
do
math.
Good on your PSAT in 10th or 11th grade.
They don't, do we test for PSATs here?
Yes.
Why aren't they testing 9th? Because I took mine in 8th.
Because I think they're just trying to figure out a good schedule for it. But I will say, do like start studying this summer.
And oh yeah, because the colleges can see your eventual like build no, up.
If you want to submit that to colleges, that might get you into merit scholarships pretty quickly, like early.
No,
on.
I when I was doing in 8th grade, I selected like show to colleges, so they'll see I already got like a pretty decently high for 8th.
Well, also that's, remember that SAT is run good. By the College Board, the ACT is not, so something to consider. I don't know. Listen, the ACT, you also have to move quicker.
Way quicker.
So do you get extra time if you need it or no? I mean, I don't have extra time, but it's really like...
It's actually harder to get extra time with the ACT.
But you do get it.
You do get it. With the SAT, it's easier because you can just submit the paperwork to the College Board. But we don't really have to worry about that because our school's probably going to administer like 2 or 3 test dates for the SAT once your time rolls around.
Okay, but like this still doesn't mean I guess we get extra time though.
I mean,
none of, I mean, whoever has extra time is extra time, I guess. I don't know why, like, that's
yeah, like,
me,
people who have a 504 plan, like, they're fine. That 504 plan takes you into college.
That's so lucky. I mean, I'm, like...
I actually have been trying to get one.
I should get tested, because, like, one of my teachers, like, when I was testing the other day, like, not the other day, a few weeks ago, anyway, he was like, maybe you should get, like, tested for, like,
he was like,
anxiety.
Are we talking about history?
Maybe. Anyway, he was like, you fine, obviously evidently too. Have test anxiety and you should get tested. And then, like, I don't really care. But
he also called me dyslexic, so.
My first question was like, is it going to, like, give me extra time on the SAT? And he's like, yeah.
Oh,
so I was like, you know what, maybe
really
I should do that.
About that because
maybe I should do that. Like, why wouldn't you do it if you get extra time and you can do better?
Dude, because then you have to, like, also because, like, they dumbify a lot of things for you. It's kind of annoying.
Do they really?
Well, colleges see, like, if you have extra time.
That's also the other thing. Like, are they going to think, oh, like,
doesn't
you
look
that's,
stupid,
that's
though?
That's what
it
think.
Doesn't make you look stupid.
It doesn't. Like, you could, like, the kids,
it
some of the kids in our
school.
ADHD
or whatever. Like, it's.
Which I honestly think I do.
I know you definitely do. I don't know why you're asking that.
I don't know, but. Okay, thanks. But. I don't know. Like, will they see that and be like, okay,
no,
like, this kid got a 1600 with
imagine you're, like, taking
your
first final at college. And you're like, I don't know, you need the extra time. You have your 504, it followed you to college.
Yeah. I mean, that's
like,
so good, but like,
that's. That is?
It is. But like, well, college, when you're like applicating.
Dude, they're not going to see that when you're first applying. You don't submit your 504 plan until like you're already in and you're like telling them about testing.
But they don't see what, like, you had extra time on the SAT?
I mean, I don't think so. It doesn't show that. And also, especially if you're super scoring your SAT, meaning like if you take the test once and you do better on the math and then you take it another time and you do better on the English, you can combine those scores.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's called super scoring.
You can retake, right?
Yeah, but like two, let's, I mean, it just.
You can take it as many times as you want.
Yeah.
And you have to tell them though.
Like, listen, I know somebody who took it 12 times just to like.
And, but the colleges, can they see they took it 12
no.
times?
No.
Oh, really?
You're submitting one score.
Yeah, you're submitting one.
That's so good. I can take mine.
It's none of their business. I mean, like, who cares?
Are the questions kind of the same each time?
I mean,
yeah, probably.
Like, the formatting of the question is
so small.
That's like, that's how the SAT gets most people, is the way that the question is formatted. And it's true with the ACT, too.
I don't know. Mr. Nana was like,
I also didn't like the ACT because it was on paper. I was
to blank that out because I don't know how to say names.
Nobody wants to use a pencil. I'm sorry.
No, it's computerized now.
The ACT is not.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
The SAT is.
SAT is. But you still need to, like...
I don't know. They need to get it together with the ACT.
I'm like probably not going to be taking the ACT because I don't want to study
for
science.
I would take both. You're literally staring at a chart, girl. Like, I don't know why you're acting like it's biology.
I just took a... Oh, don't get me started. That is...
You just, like, lit a flame inside.
Oh, the worst thing. Biology? I can't. It's so frustrating.
Girl,
really
I feel
is.
So bad.
I didn't even do it yet, but I don't plan on it.
Moshe,
what?
Like, I don't even, yeah, I don't even know what that
what
means.
What do you mean you haven't done it?
Like, my school didn't, like, I have the credit for it, but
why
they
aren't
skipped
you
it.
That's good for you, then.
They did it for, like, a week.
It's not, because, like, he doesn't
I don't know,
know
it.
So?
So, like, whenever
so doctor, he doesn't take the ACT.
Whenever Dr. O'Shaught, like, will mention, like, you
oh
guys
God.
Didn't learn this in biology?
Oh, you shouldn't. My science teacher tells me.
Never mind. Let's skip.
My science teacher tells me too. She's like, you guys have a terrible background in science. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
Well, to be fair, though, Florida has been ranked like worse consistently for teaching. No, our science is awful background. Science. Like, it's one of our we're just bad at it.
No, I literally don't know science.
We only test for science in fifth grade. In public schools in Florida, you only test science in fifth grade and in eighth grade. That's literally the only
time. I took it.
Yeah, that's
I got a 5.
Nobody.
Magically.
Yeah, wow. Because like they don't actually make it hard. Let's be honest.
Do you know, last year I took that because I was in public school last year. But I had to take the EOC or whatever the heck it's called. For math and whatever, yeah, same thing.
It's like some assessment.
I don't know, whatever. Basically, state testing. Yeah. And I took it for algebra because I like skipped. And so I had to take algebra last year. And I got a 4 out of 5. And I remember this year, because, like, my algebra, believe me, is not good. So I was talking with my math teacher, and he's like, well, the Florida standards must be pretty not great.
Everybody says that, by the way.
No, but he was so dead ass. And, like,
stop, Naomi.
Bleep.
Okay, he was so honest, and he was like, well, and I'm like, yeah, I got a 4. And he's like, 4 out of what? 4 out of 5. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm
like, 4 out of 5. Kind of says that.
And he's
Florida
like, yeah, and he's like,
garbage.
And this is how much algebra you know? The Florida standards must be really
bad. The benchmarks are on the ground. The benchmarks are literally on the floor. Like, you have to be, it's not even funny.
In my old school, I didn't even do a test.
Well, your old school is your old school.
I didn't know what a test was.
We know what your old school was.
Playground. I don't even know what to tell you.
We know what your old school was in that place. My brother goes there now, and it's...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very.
Okay. Very. Next.
Oh, wait. Can I ask this one?
Would you guys rather do the college application process alone, or are you... Like, or would you rather,
dude,
like, taking
no
full
way
control?
No, I need Miss Erna. I
the
need
way
her.
That I've stared
I would never
at the Common App before.
Never.
First of all, especially if you're early decisioning anywhere, you have to be ready to submit like September, October, because most deadlines for early decision are like November.
November.
And like decisions come out the 1st of December or like
for early
decision in a lot of schools. Other schools have like ED2 or like early action, which isn't binding. It's just more complicated.
What? Oh, mine?
No, text.
Oh, here?
Yeah. No, wait, actually.
Okay, continue talking.
No, text me yours.
What?
Or, I don't know. One sec. I'll talk.
Just say it. We can cut it out.
No, I'm like, dad's like asking.
Oh. What was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
Wait, no, not the address to here because Elizabeth is driving us to here.
Yeah, okay. You. Okay.
Do you
want
to like continue. Park in like the?
Yeah, no, he has like a valet thing. It's fine.
Okay. Send me the address.
Okay.
Oops, I sent you my apartment number. Would you rather?
Yeah, no. Like when you look at the Common App, the way that it's structured, so there's your actual. Oh my God! Wait, you guys need to know this.
Wait, one second.
Do not apply to like 15 schools. You'll actually pass
away.
Oh,
that was one of my questions. How many schools would you guys apply?
I
want to
leave
to
a lot.
Because the supplemental essays for schools, so like you have your main common application essay, which is like about you, you know, you're talking about yourself. But then like most schools have like these like short response things called supplemental essays.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my God, I'm so scared for my essays. Like I'm not scared, but like,
It'll just flow. That's the easiest part of it.
I'm just like,
I feel like we haven't written an essay this year at all.
Wait.
What are you talking about?
We
our
had
last
so
semester
many,
was a creative
was,
writing class.
It was
what
all
in the
writing.
World are
what
do
you
speaking?
Say?
But an essay? I
yes,
don't
we
remember
had so
writing
many.
Essays.
We had an insane amount of essays. It was a fully writing class.
Remember.
And also, but like the college essays, like, ugh, because I'll be reading them and like
it's
everyone has these like crazy
not.
Topics. I'll be reading them and they're like, oh, and this person died and this person. I'm like, I don't have a good topic. I don't have like a dramatic topic.
Girl, you don't have a struggle?
No.
No struggle in this world?
I mean, like, okay, I have my struggles, but, like, I can't make something like that. Like, my thing's, like, what? What is my thing going to be about? Like, what?
Your application? You could write a poem.
No. Do not write
obviously.
A poem.
Obviously.
Listen, all you have to do
I don't
is...
know where you got that
listen,
idea
your thing has to have... It needs to be consistent and it needs to be fluid. These people are looking at your application for like not enough time.
Yeah.
They don't know you. They know literally nothing about you. They're picking up this application. They're looking at it and it's supposed to tell them everything about you.
They should look at it first glance and be like, okay,
Naomi, they're not getting paid
candidate.
To do that. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
What?
What?
No, I'm saying they should be looking at it and, like, immediately be like, okay, this candidate is, like,
good. Well, that's kind of, like, I mean, whatever. I just, listen, it just needs to be consistent. Like, if you're, I was talking to somebody today about this where they're really into computer science. So they're taking coding as an elective this year, right?
The girl in coding?
No.
Oh, okay.
And then they want to take it again next year at a more advanced level. And he's also working on, like, a passion project regarding coding.
Oh.
And...
Oh, I know who. Okay, whatever.
And, like, something else regarding STEM. And it's going to fit perfectly. And I'll explain to you why.
Yeah, it's consistent. Because it shows what he really wants to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. And then he's wants Mine's to be gonna a be computer all over the place. Science major. And guess what? He can sit there writing his essay... And he can start it off in, like, a random way or, like, something, like, that's niche and then connect it down to,
okay,
like,
but I feel like some of these aren't. Like, I'll be, like, on TikTok and, like, I'm reading these, like, essays that, like, got them into this school and it's, like, oh, and this is the story of how my mom did. I'm, like, what?
Do you know, like, that famous...
what TikTok are you on?
No. Do you know that famous essay that's, like, the... I hate the letter S. Did you guys...
I feel like maybe. You would have to send it to me. I have read so many.
I have to pull this up because...
I hate the letter S.
It's literally the...
Wait, send it on the group chat. Like, don't read it because we only have, like, a few minutes, but...
Look,
I feel like if you like if I see it because I've read so many during the college acceptance season, like it was crazy. Like I was reading them and I was like constantly going like, how are people coming up with this stuff? Like not coming up, okay, experiences that happened to them, whatever. Like, but like how is
basically
this, like,
to make it really like shortened, I'll send it in a second.
I mean, I would think that it's what people are passionate about most of the time.
Okay, but like,
what's your passion, Naomi?
I don't know. I don't feel like I have.
If someone asked me that when I was a freshman, I would have, like, literally started laughing in their face.
I don't know. What's your passion, Moshe?
That's good. I don't know, because you don't need to know yet.
Okay. What's your passion, Elizabeth? I think law, passion, but, like, I don't know if that's passion, my passion.
My passion is college. Okay, wait.
That's true.
Listen to how this girl starts this essay. By the way, she's at Harvard right now. She's a junior.
She's 11th grade, though, so she's had, like, a little while.
She's a junior, yeah. Well, I've had my college list since I was in fourth grade, but that's because I'm psycho. Anyways, I hate the letter S. Of this 164,777 words with S, I only grapple with one. To condemn an entire letter because of its use, 0.0006% of the time sounds statistically absurd, but that one case changed 100% of my life.
I feel like I read this.
I used to have two parents, but now I have one.
Yeah, I read this.
And the S in parents isn't going anywhere. And she continues on about...
all about loss, though. But they're all about loss. All the good ones.
They're not all about loss. Stop exaggerating. You don't have to lose... Wait, nobody that's listening to... You don't have to lose a parent in order to get into
class
college.
Class for shalom. Whoa. I'm not saying that. God forbid. Class for shalom. No, I never said that. I'm just saying. All these, like, crazy good ones that I'm like...
Dude, Naomi, you literally could talk. Listen, you could yap for hours. I'm sure you'll find something to talk about.
But my yapping is, like, not, like... that kind of yapping. Like, imagine if I was talking to you right now, I'm like, and the letter S, I don't grapple, like, whoa.
No, somebody else, I mean, I can tell you, like, one of my friends who's at Vanderbilt right now, his essay, so his, like, community service thing was with the Florida Immigrant Coalition, right? So he helped people become citizens and residents. He created a whole website out of it, made it, like, a thing since freshman year. Like, he would consistently, like, participate in it, got a letter of recommendation from the commissioner of Broward County, and then he wrote an essay about how his grandparents migrated from Cuba and how...
Okay, well, wow.
No,
well,
listen.
Actually.
Listen. Like, but he didn't start off like that. He started talking about how he always loved sports, but soon enough, like, in life, he realized he wouldn't be the athlete, but there was something else he could do with that passion, and then he connected it to all the work he's done. Literally, it's just...
Where did he get? Oh, Vanderbilt.
Right. So he's actually on a full ride scholarship at Vanderbilt. I can say his name because I got permission. Sal.
Good job,
he's
Sal.
At a full ride scholarship at Vanderbilt. He's an econ and history major, and he went to Crop Senior High School.
Oh, wow.
So not a private school. He definitely like
very big school
hustled in high school to get where he is.
Wow.
I mean, you know,
it's just stressful all around.
I feel like I'm not doing enough.
I like to give context, like I literally am in ninth grade and
Wait,
I went to Miserna.
Let's talk about a little bit about our
I went to Miserna in the first few months and I cried over a C in the college counselor's office.
I think
cried.
That speaks more about your anxiety.
Yeah.
No, but it wasn't even like one C. Like my grade was ending as a C because it was math.
Right.
And I was like,
no, I heard, like, Leon literally came into chem today and he's crying about his PSAT score.
Who? What'd he get?
Leon. I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tell me after.
Psycho.
When did he do it? Oh, like when he did it with us?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but like genuinely, I was crying and I'm like, oh my God. And she's like, don't worry, I'll get into college. I'm like, what if I don't get into like this now?
It's real. Okay,
like,
wait.
Could that one grade prevent me from taking this?
Okay, we have to say, because we have 6 minutes.
Okay, wrap it up.
Let's just say like a little bit about ourselves.
Okay, Moshe, you can start.
Wait, no, Naomi, you start.
Oh, because I'm like youngest. What am I saying?
Okay, we'll go 9th, 10th.
So I'm in 9th. What am I asked? What do you ask? Like, ask me.
Just say you're like in a...
Just say,
you're
like,
in a private school.
Okay, I'm in a private Jewish school.
Your relationship with, like, your family, like.
Why do they need to know that?
Just, it's good to. It's good. Okay, do you want me to try and do it?
Ask me stuff, like, coach me. Okay, so I'm in Naomi. I'm in 9th grade. I go to a private Jewish school. I feel like we should insert this in the beginning. Okay, we'll figure it out.
Have you always been in private school?
I haven't always been in private school. I was mainly growing up in a Hebrew charter.
Yeah.
So, and then for like 2 years
shout
in between.
Out Ben Gamla.
Love Ben Gamla. Very great. That definitely, although like, best and then 2 years I was in the like public, but like Ben Gamla, I honestly, people are like, what, like, is public the same as private? Public, the one I was at last year, not the same. But like a Ben Gamla sort of school, I think it also depends on where you go a lot, because that I feel like is very comparable.
I was taught.
I feel like Ben Gamla was
since
very.
Since I was little, that rigorous like this. The students that make the school, not the school that makes the students. And I still think that's true.
I think that's like partially in part. I mean, you could, I don't know.
Okay, Moshe.
I also think if you go from a young age of school.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. My name is Moshe. I'm 16 and I also attend the same school as them. I've always been in Jewish private school my entire life. My family is very against public school. Oof. I don't know why. Because... You know,
low key be better than Jewish private school sometimes.
Honestly, I think so here in Florida.
A lot
anyway,
of them are.
I won't be dissing my school.
Not that great.
But I have a brother and a sister. Shout out my siblings.
I have a brother.
My mom and my dad.
Not shout out him.
Okay.
And my parents both went to college.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Should I say my age or no?
Whatever. Okay. We have 4 minutes. Your
Hi,
turn.
I'm Elizabeth. I'm technically a junior, but I actually went back a year to be at the school that we're all in, which is psycho of me. I also moved from Houston, Texas to Miami to go to our school.
Also psycho.
A lot of the kids moved and a lot of the teachers, which is
psycho. my parents also did both go to college. I'm a first generation American. I have 2 older siblings and... I think that's it about me. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I always went to public school except for this year.
And then,
public school
should we end it?
I think it depends. It really does. Because, like,
okay,
I can compare.
Relax. We can talk about that next episode.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for joining us on this episode of Don't Stress, Just Submit. See you next time, y'all.
Bye.
We're cutting that part out. Bye.
Whatever.
That was good.
Good job, Naomi. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, we did it.